So I am in the University of Sussex, in just north of Brighton, and I am looking for the Brighton Photo Fringe office, which is somewhere up the staircase, hopefully. Here we are, Brighton Photo Fringe.
Hi,
hello.
Richard.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well, very well.
Good.
So, yes, God, you've got a wonderfully sunny office here.
It's very nice here, yeah.
I can hear the sound of computers whirring.
Yeah.
And it's mostly a functioning office. You don't have any kind of photography-related things.
We haven't really, no. I mean, as you can see, it's quite a small space, and it is literally a base for those of us that work for the organisation. There's only 3 staff, of which I'm the only full-timer.
So, I mean, it's funny, you say you've only got 3 staff. You know, I imagine... Imagined it's not only a photography festival, it's a fringe photography festival.
Yeah.
It must be all sellotape and blue tack and living.
There is quite a lot of blue tack on the walls.
But it's not, you're a professional setup. You're quite established now.
Yeah, well, next year will be the 10th year since it was established in 2003.
But so you're the administrator?
I'm the office manager, is my title.
Tell us about what the relationship is between the festival and Brighton Photo Biennale.
Do you want to grab a seat?
Yes.
So they were established at the same time in 2003. The Fringe was established to kind of capitalise on the fact that this international festival was going on, and just as a chance for local photographers and lens-based media users to show their work, be involved in some way aside to the curated formal festival.
If you think of like the Edinburgh Fringe, the relationship between the festival is slightly antagonistic. You know, the fringe is the people who don't get into the main festival, so they set up their own organisation that it has this kind of radical punk Salon de Refusé thing that the people that don't get into the big festival can say, well, damn it, we'll start our own festival.
There probably is an element of that to some of the people that are involved. The point of the fringe is that it probably isn't people that would traditionally be part of the biennial as curated in terms of their history of the kind of artists that they show and where they are in their careers.
Is there a different criteria for how you get into the fringe?
There's no criteria for being part of the fringe. We're totally non-curatorial. If you want to be in the fringe, you can exhibit as part of the fringe. Anyone can put on a show wherever they like, because Brighton anyway is very limited in terms of gallery space. People exhibiting as part of the fringe tend to do it in... We've had disused shops before, cafes, pubs, projections outside, poster campaigns, producing newspapers that they distribute. So the fringe in terms of that is, it's much more a chance for people to play.
What about the question of why there are all these festivals growing up at the moment? I mean, people are talking about how terrible the downturn is, but at the same time, all these photography festivals are opening up. Do you know why that is?
I don't, to be honest, but I think it's the chicken and egg thing, because there are a lot of photography courses and BAs in the UK. I think, and this is probably a couple of years ago now, this figure, but something like 20,000 graduates from photography every year. And with that many people, who are properly invested in it and excited about it and see other things going on, they'll start up their own things. So,
because there are lots of photographers that want to show their work.
Yes, and if you're doing something in a bit more of a kind of cooperative style, I guess, you don't need lots of money up front.
So could you give us a description of this year? Like, how many people came? How many people were involved in it? Do you know all those types of numbers?
I think I have got most of those numbers in my head.
Yeah.
I think we had around 110,000 visitors over the 6 weeks. We had, as I said, nearly 300 probably, with people that I'm not necessarily aware of, people who are exhibiting or putting on events. We had 60 venues across Brighton and Hastings.
And how did that compare with the previous festival?
The numbers are probably slightly down on 2010. I think it's a reflection of what's going on economically for landlords and the council and all things like that. But also for people who were exhibiting, they obviously pay to print their work, potentially. They might pay their venue to rent the space. If they're in the brochure, they will have bought their brochure and map space because it's self-funding. So there are costs to the exhibitors, and maybe they were too much for some people this year.
So next one, 2 years' time, obviously you've started planning already.
Actually, before 2014, in addition to sort of plans and ideas being formulated for that, would be the interim year, because we do activity throughout the year, and especially with 2013 being our 10th anniversary, we would hope to do something around this time next year for that.
A cake, surely.
A cake, at least.
You'd expect.
Our logo lends itself very well to a big round cake.
Yeah.
So I think that would be vital, a big cake.